Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of wonderful divine messages we are going to get today. And we will start out by, as always, by introducing ourselves. So, DC, why don't you tell everyone about you?
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, a radio host, and I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, the ascendant masters, and every now and then, the natural divine Joan Rivers comes in. She and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about our connection is that Joan left this door open, and others have walked through it. So I've really been blessed because I have access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source that you could imagine. And in doing so, it's given me the ability to relate and work with a very wide variety of people. And prior to doing this work that I can't imagine not doing, my background was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions, manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find pictures of both of us and learn more buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's another way that you can connect with her. And my Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around the website. There's lots of information there, lots to share, and it's there for you. So please take advantage of that. So we will start now with our messages for today. So DC, what do you have for us?
So, Barbara, the first message I have is let go and let God, because I was trying to call into the show on my regular phone, and it just rings. It doesn't connect. Well, as you see, I'm still on my cell phone. So I'm letting go. I'm letting God. I don't have to deal with this alone. I'm just going to see what happens. But I'm like, I can't imagine, like, why can I connect on my cell phone and I can't connect on my home phone. So I'm a little bit, you know, perplexed there, Barbara. But I'm going to start off. I have a little prayer, and it's by Carolyn Burke, and it's entitled Light Heart Space for Releasing the Past. Divine angels of light, surround me in your loving embrace. As I let go of the old, thank you for helping me to have the courage to face my fears and the wisdom to move forward on my path for the highest good of all. As I effortlessly let go of negative thoughts and patterns that tie me to the past, I thank you for helping me discover new ways to live my life as the weight of relationships that no longer serve me begin to lift. I feel light and free. Thank you for helping me to create space for new energy to flow in. I am grateful for the light that radiates from the center of my being, penetrating any darkness as I shift my perceptions about myself and the world. Okay, I'm trying to get the rest of it here. Come on. Okay. You know, Barbara, this is a crazy day. I'm trying to get the rest of it. Okay. I feel healed on all levels by the power and the presence of love in my life. My heart space is light, open, and always expanding. Thank you, angels, for helping me shine my light into the world, and so it is. And with that little prayer, we have a little angel message. And the angels are bringing really great blessings to each of us and our families for the last few days of the year. They hope that it has been a year filled with peace and joy, and they ask that we reflect on all the blessings that we've had, as well as the lessons that we've learned during this year. They ask that we reflect as well on the struggles that we've endured throughout the year, and question why these times were so hard. By looking back, you may be able to change your perception of the way you view your life and the world around you. When you look at things differently, the things that you look at change. So consciously choose to see things in a positive light, and soon you will see that everything around you is filled with loving energy. And remember, you do create your reality. So why not choose to have a positive, loving experience, and in turn, your energy will add to the collective consciousness and make the earth a better place to live. Life is a gift, and that's why it's called the present. So the angels bring blessings to all of us in the new year ahead. We love you. You are angels. And I have another little message here. And this one is one of Christmas blessings. Christmas blessings, dear ones, on this day and every day, love without condition, talk without intention, listen without judging, give without reason, care without expectation. You are never alone. You are one with everything and everything. Begin today. Let go of all that you do not wish to carry any further. Listen to your wisdom and align with your higher self. Know that all you need will be given to you the moment you need it. Do not be afraid. You do not grow when things are easy. You grow when you face your challenges. Connect with the divine spirit within, and you're going to be empowered and guided to make choices that resonate with love. Always be grateful. It is a highly self-loving choice. Nurture your mind with great thoughts and follow your intuition. Just as you remember to feed your body, you must remember to feed your spirit. Nurture the desires to know your spirit. Choose to trust your own truth. You are here to create yourself and become who you really are. See yourself living a life where you are free to be you. See everything that has happened as an opportunity to grow. And focus on what you want to create. Give it your full attention. You will thrive when the authentic you is stronger than your fear. Your light cannot come from anyone but you. Be the lighthouse that you were meant to be. Allow your light to illuminate the path of others. You are not your circumstances. You are a powerful co-creator of your life. You have the knowledge to create the life of your dreams. Your heart knows the answers that your mind has been searching for. Blessed is he who listens to the ear of his heart. Open your heart to new visions and new possibilities, and know that you were born into this world to do something amazing and unique. Please, dream big. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. Stop waiting and start living in the moment. Life is your canvas. Paint a beautiful picture. If you believe in yourself, everything is possible. Allow your beautiful journey to begin. I believe I may have I do have another message. Okay, let's see if I can get it here. My electronic devices are giving me a little bit of a hard time, Barbara. So I don't know why, but they are. I'm just going to go with the flow. We have a little food for thought. If you want to stay healthy this holiday season, you not only have to maintain a healthy diet, but you have to choose your thoughts wisely as well. You know, we don't forget to think, you know, we think about taking our vitamins, you know, getting the right nutrients that are really so essential to having good health. So during the holiday season, while you're, you know, thinking about the foods that bring you comfort, why not have some food that brings comfort to your soul? And remember that man shall not live by bread alone, because Jesus is the bread of life, and he is our true source of soul food. He asks each of us to become consciously aware of the words that we use. why not add some words of wisdom, some positive thinking, and motivational thoughts? Now, they can go really a long way to having a healthy holiday season, because every thought is an opportunity to be healthy and to be happy. And you can decide to, you can really like decide to look beyond your imperfections that you have in your life. And in order to see changes in your life, you must first change your thoughts. Everything that we hear is an opinion, and everything that we see is a perspective. If we choose to be happy and have a life filled with love as well as gratitude, we have the ability to choose. We also have the ability to choose not to react in a negative way when something occurs. And we must realize that life is never going to be perfect. So when we remember this, it allows us to accept everything and everyone around us, including ourselves. So we can decide that we're going to look beyond life's imperfections, and the secret to happiness is to let every situation just be what it is. It's not what we think it should be, and we've got to make the best of it. What we think, we become. So it all starts with our thoughts, and the holidays can be filled with love and joy, but they also can bring a lot of stress. The demands of the season can be overwhelming. And the biggest weapons we have against stress is to maintain an attitude of gratitude and to fill ourselves with faith and with Jesus. It is God's supernatural supply from heaven. He is the source of all we need. His word is the most amazing soul food. Please invite him in and allow him to nourish the hunger of your soul. Jesus alone can feed our body and soul, and he will satisfy our spiritual hunger. He is reminding each of us that even he needed to take a break from his fast-paced world. He's letting you know that nothing is not an option, it's a necessity. So please remember, during this holiday season, take a little time out just for you. Even God rested on the seventh day. He's saying that it will not only rejuvenate your body, it will also renew your spirit as well. He reminds us, too, that smile and laugh and be filled with God's spirit. Remember, a positive attitude gives you the power over your circumstances instead of your circumstances having the power over you. Choose to be happy every day, and remember, there's nothing that you can't overcome with God by your side. And I believe I have one more little message. And it's Joan, and she said, hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. Hi, everyone. It's Joan. I just came in to wish everyone a happy, merry, whatever it is that you resonate with. But she's here to just, you know, say hello. And she wants to wish everyone here a Merry Set and Merry Christmas. And she said, ladies, the one thing that you don't want to find in your stocking this year is your husband. I know it's not all about the money during the holidays, she's saying, but people say that money's not the key to happiness. She said, I've always figured if you had enough money, you could have your own key made. And thank goodness, you're living in a world where the sky's the limit. I mean that literally, especially from where I sit now. You can stay in bed all day. You can shop, thanks to TV. And gentlemen, whatever you do, please don't buy your wife or your girlfriend exercise equipment for Christmas. God wanted us to bend over. He would have put diamonds on the floor. Although I could have used a little more exercise, I certainly didn't want exercise equipment. So if there are any of you ladies listening out there that have a little area that you want to hide because you, like me, don't like exercise, my suggestion to you is wear a diamond necklace. It works like magic. It'll draw so much attention that people won't even be able to look elsewhere. And she's saying, when I was on Earth, I had a two-story high Christmas tree. The bottom, there was a manger. I had it all going on. There were even wise men. She said, sheep. And the only thing different is I had the baby Jesus, but I was Jewish, so I had to get him a nanny. But she's saying, all kidding aside, can we talk seriously for just one moment? I ask that you believe in whatever it is that makes you happy, whether it's religion, spirituality. Just listen to your heart. Everybody connects with God in a way that works for them. I did celebrate the birth of Jesus, and it's okay to live out your own beliefs, whatever they are. Don't worry about what anyone else is, you know, saying about it, and please don't be afraid to shine forth as a light that is needed in this dark world. Do what feels right and makes you happy, because when it comes to religion or spiritual expression, you either use it or you're going to lose it. And remember, yesterday's history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is God's gift. That's why they call it the present. I can't believe, you know, that it's actually the 22nd. And I ask that you forgive those who may have hurt or offended you. To your friends, give them a piece of your heart, and to every child in your life, be a good example, and to yourself, please give respect. Don't let the past steal your present. Let this beautiful time of year become an opportunity to just pause and reflect on what is most important in your life. And clean that slate. Get ready for the new year ahead. I love you all. Joan. And Ginger is coming in for a second, Barbara. She's really excited about Christmas. And she's saying, Joan, I've been good, right? And Joan is just looking, well, maybe some of the time. How about here and there? She's saying, how about here and there, Joan? She said, okay. She said, well, Joan, I guess you're going to have to take me shopping for Christmas. And those are my messages, Barbara.
Well, thank you, DC. All right, so let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Beloveds, don't give up. That is our theme for today. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself, on your life, on your possibilities, on what it is you truly desire. Don't give up. When we tell you to surrender, we are talking about surrendering the need to be in control, to surrender the need to fight, to surrender the need to be afraid. But when it comes to what you truly desire, don't give up on it. Now, this doesn't mean that you're supposed to go out there and fight for it against all odds, because we've already told you not to fight. Fighting doesn't actually achieve what you're looking for. Fighting usually achieves the opposite. Because in order to fight, you are saying, I don't have it. Because if you had it, what would be the point of fighting? We want you to accept that you can, will, should have the things that you desire. We want you to accept that God is on your side. Everything, everything is happening for your highest good. Everything is teaching you a lesson. Everything is about showing you what doesn't and what does work. Allow yourself to learn. Don't give up on your own life. You see, you are blessed. In every moment of your existence, you are blessed. But so many of you have been taught not to accept your blessings. You actually push them away. You keep them out of your life. Don't give up on the belief that God loves you. Don't give up on the knowing that God loves you. Don't give up on your own value, your worth. Don't give up on the fact that you deserve to have what you desire. You deserve to have a life that flows with grace and ease. You deserve to have more, to be more, to live more. You deserve it. So don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the truth of who you are. And for so many of you, this means that you have to keep moving, even though you're afraid to keep moving. And it's just part of what you are experiencing in order to experience what you truly desire. Sometimes it feels like you have to go through the fire just to get to the other side. But if you give up the idea that there is fire, that you are suffering, that there is any need for punishment, then you don't have to experience that. Don't give up on the truth of who you are. Never give up on the truth. The more you open to that truth, accepting that truth, the more you live that truth, the more you experience that truth, the more your life will change. So ask us to show you the truth. Some of you feel like you have no idea what the truth is, and that's fine. Ask us to show the truth, and we will, in a variety of ways, so that you can understand, so that you can see what is actually important in your life, so that you can let go of the things that really don't matter. Don't give up on the truth. Don't give up on you. Allow us to help you. We are here for you. We have always been here for you, and we will always be here for you. And we are not here because you are some pathetic little thing that needs all the assistance they can possibly get. You are actually equal to each and every one of us. We are here to help you because we love you. Nothing more to it. We are here to help you because we love you. And that's it. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to be anything. You don't have to change anything. We are here to help you because we love you. We are here for you because we love you. You are equal to us, and we love you. And so often the things that you are doing in this human existence of yours are beneficial to us as well. So you are always giving and receiving. It is the cycle of life. We are here because we love you. You are here because you love us. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara.
We're done with the part of the show where we give you guys messages and okay. My mind has just gone totally blitzo. So we are moving into the part of the show where we answer your questions. Okay. There, that works. So if you are in the queue and you have a question, don't forget to press 1 to raise your hand and put a lovely symbol on my dashboard. We do have a question in the chat room from Little Fairy, and the question is, I'd be grateful for a message from Jesus, please, about my female co-worker with the initials AT. She is very mean to me when I have nothing to deserve that, and I hate working with her. Thanks. So, DC, do you have a message for Little Fairy?
Well, the first thing that I'm getting, Jesus just wants her to send love to that co-worker and be an example for her. So when you start to send her love, Little Fairy, you're going to notice that not only your mood is going to change and you're going to see things from a different perspective, is that love is just going to permeate through the whole area there, and she too is going to feel that. So please, you know, don't take it personally, but just know that Jesus wants you to just, you know, be sort of a peacemaker and just send love to the situation. So that is what I'm getting, and I'm also getting a little worried that, you know, I see that, you know, it's a little bit difficult for you right now, is what Jesus is showing me, and I feel, you know, that the burden that you're feeling, you know, but you've got to just, you know, you've got to send love, and that's the easiest way to diffuse a situation, is don't be in a place of fear, be in a place of love, and you're going to see how everything does change. It might sound a little crazy, but it really, really does work when we just send love to a situation. And you're asked to just, you know, trust and follow the divine guidance that you're getting. I know that you're not alone in the situation. Jesus is with you. Mother Mary is with you. You have a whole divine team with you. So expect changes to be coming in a positive way around the situation. And just like I said, let love be, you know, the answer to this question. Let it start by residing in you and just send it outward. And I feel like everything is going to be peaceful and safe, and the environment itself will be a lot more happy. So just trust and follow the guidance that, like, that you're getting, again, from Jesus, Mother Mary, and the angels. And know that, you know, they are fully present with you, and you never go through things alone, is what I'm getting. Okay? And just, I'm also getting that there may be a hidden blessing within this. You may have to dig really deep. Ginger's giving you a shovel, and she's saying you might have to dig for quite a while, but you're going to find a blessing in this as well as new situation. And Barbara, that's what I have for Little Fairy.
Okay. And here is your message that I'm getting from Jesus for you. So here we go. Beloved one, things are not as they seem. So often you perceive a situation and you make up a story for that situation. It could be that you were walking down the hall and you smiled at someone and they didn't smile back, and you decided that it meant that they were angry with you, that they didn't like you anymore, that they were no longer your friend, whereas the truth may be that they were simply caught up in their own to you. Do not take things personally. But that is what humans do. Something happens and you decide that this means this. Well, what if it doesn't mean that? Then you've created all of this fear and turmoil in your life based on your thoughts and beliefs. So we want you to let it go. And yes, surround her with love. Every time you see her, surround her with beautiful pink light or a beautiful fuzzy pink blanket. Whatever perception works for you is fine. But surround her with love. And when you see her, or when you think of her, or when you feel her energy, start saying, "Thank you, God, for bringing this person into my life so that I can learn the lessons that they are here to teach me." And let it go. There's nothing for you to be afraid of. She can't hurt you. She doesn't hate you. Let go of the stories that you have created about her and about yourself. Allow it all to be blanketed in love. And allow that love to do what love does. Because there is nothing more powerful than love. And we know that this may be difficult for you at times, because you'll have all those thoughts, all those stories that you've created in the past about this horrible situation, and you hate it, and it blah, 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 blah. But we ask that you let it go. That you start standing in love, in the power of love. That you truly create your life from love. This makes such a humongous difference. This changes everything. This opens you up to having things flow, to having your life be beautiful. And that's what we ask you to do. Surround everything with love. And even if it brings up fear, surround the fear with love. Let love be what changes your life. And you will be amazed. We love you. And we are surrounding you with love right now. And you may feel that love in your heart, going throughout every cell of your being. Because love is there for you. We love you. And you were created from love. So let yourself live in love. Okay, little fairy, that's what Jesus wanted to share with you. So, seems like you've got a lot of loving to do. And I know that, you know, that seems counter to what you feel like you should do, especially if you feel like someone's being hateful towards you. But it does actually work. And the more you send them love, the more you change the whole energy around you and around them. So definitely open up to the love. All right. So, again, if you are in the call-in queue and you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 to put a symbol on my switchboard so that we will know to call on you. Otherwise, you will just get to listen and that's it. Okay, so GC, no one is raising their hand. Did you have any kind of message that you wanted to share?
Sorry, Barbara. This has been a crazy morning for me. I am just getting that we're being asked really to just, you know, each one of us, start anew and, you know, begin again, like with every breath that we take and every footstep. And I'm feeling like each of us are really being asked to just to, you know, to resonate with that beautiful, beautiful light within, Barbara, and to, you know, just to send it out to the world. That's what I was being shown, this beautiful light. And, you know, we've got to focus, you know, especially this time of year, it's hard, but we've got to focus on the blessings that we have. And I think, too, like during this time of year, like, you know, it's a hard time for so many. But when we focus on our blessings, we find that we, you know, our vibration raises and we're a little bit more, you know, positive. And it really helps us to, you know, to get through the day and feel the joy that we have in our heart. And it's sort of like it's just like sent outwards to everyone, that beautiful joy. So any kind of thoughts that we're having, you know, like any kind of perceived thoughts that aren't for our highest and good, just let them go and just focus on our blessings and, you know, choose to live our life and as our true selves and shine joy upon everyone. And Ginger is handing out angel wings, Barbara. She doesn't know what size you want, but she wants each of us to be angelic inspiration out there. So she's got a set of wings waiting for you.
Well, that's wonderful. All right. We have a caller with their hand up now. So we will click on this caller, area code 646. And I think this is the beautiful Alina. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm on a bus, so I'm kind of whispering. But got a specific question. The gentleman that I'm going to be working with on a pilot was nice enough. He was going to give me an old computer of his to use, but instead he picked up an old Apple computer. But it's so old that it really is difficult to work with. And am I going to be an ingrate if I tell him maybe he should get his money back, or should I just keep it and work with it until something else turns up and I'm able to get myself a computer?
Okay. DC, what do you have for Helena?
Okay, Barbara, I'm having a little bit of trouble with my cell phone. I was catching like every third or fourth word.
Oh, dear.
So I heard it was Helena on the phone, but I really didn't get much other than it was Helena, and it was just like all garbled. A little word here and there. Something, you have a computer, Helena, that you need fixed?
Well, someone was kind enough that he was going to give, the guy I'm going to work with on a pilot is was going to give me his old computer to work with because mine's kaput. And then he decided, he was worried it wasn't wiped clean, and he got a really old one, a secondhand, really old Mac for me. And, you know, it doesn't work well with a lot of stuff because it's so old. And I'm wondering if it would be okay to tell him maybe he should get his money back, or should I just be quiet and keep it and use it until I can get something better?
Okay. I'm getting, you know, go with what you're feeling, Helena, because I'm not really getting like a clear answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have
okay.
you tried to use it?
Have I tried speaking with him?
Have you
no,
tried
I haven't.
To use the computer? Okay, because I'm getting everything is going to work out. Like, there's obstacles in your way and everything, but everything is going to work out. It's up to you. If I tried it and it worked, I know I have a daughter-in-law that has a really old Apple, and it still works really good. You know,
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, I would give it a shot and just see if it works is what I'm getting. Give it a, you know, see if you could work with it. And just, Ginger's saying, just use common sense. You know, stay grounded. And you're going to see everything is going to work out for you, okay? But, I mean, try it first because Apple computers, they're unlike the other computers. They last a really long time. And you may just find that, you know, you can use it until something better comes along.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, it works, but it's slower than dial-up. It's just bad. You know, it's bad. All right. But at this point, it's the only option.
Everything is going to work out for you is what I'm getting. But in the meantime, just, like, use your common sense and, you know, and just maybe try to use it. And I'm getting that, you know, Just see, like, this beautiful, beautiful light all around your whole situation and focus on all the good you have, and you're going to see how everything does work out for you.
Okay?
So don't let it be a problem, because when we have, like, negative thoughts, as, like, it seems like it might be a little bit of a negative thought, it brings in more negativity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Could you put out there, like, an attitude of gratitude? Even though it's old, it's better than nothing. And, you know, it's old, but it's still working. It still serves in some way. And I feel like you're pulling in prosperity through you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting I see money coming around you. There's change of money coming your way, Helena, okay?
That's good.
That's what the angels are showing me. So just, you know, it may not serve you the way that, you know, that it could, but at least it serves you in some respect is what I'm getting, okay? But Ginger's saying, she's even showing me that this money situation, it's going to open up faster than you think, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have. God bless you, Helena, and have a Merry Christmas. I'm going to turn
you
over to Barbara.
Merry Christmas.
God bless
Thank you,
honey.
Thank you.
Okay, Helena, here is what Jesus wants to say about the situation. Beloved, you have gone through so much, and time after time, things have happened, and someone has given you something that barely, if at all, meets your needs, and you have suffered through it. You have struggled with it. You have settled for less. Can you guess what we're going to tell you next? You have come to a time in your life where you do not need to suffer or struggle anymore. Have a conversation with this person. Let them know that what they got does not meet your needs. Do not just accept that, oh, I have to have this, I have to settle for this because they bought this for me. I must suffer because they were being so nice. We'd never ask you to live like that. Have a conversation with this person. Let them know what it is that you actually need. If there is a particular software or any sort of computer stuff that is important for you to have, let them know. Let them know that what they bought is not satisfactory. Let them know that they have the option of taking that back, getting their money back. Allow yourself to have what you actually need. Allow yourself to receive what's actually going to be beneficial in your life. And you can express gratitude for this computer even though it's not what you were really looking for. You can say that, thank you, I am grateful for this computer, for this opportunity to try this out, to find out whether or not this is really going to meet my needs. I see that it's not, and I'm open to receiving more, but I am grateful for this opportunity to learn. You can accept what you have with love and gratitude while asking for more. There's absolutely nothing that says that when you get something, you have to accept it and you have to be so grateful for it and you can never complain about it and you can never say that this isn't good enough or anything like that, because that would make you a bad person. You are not a bad person. You've never been a bad person. Stop treating yourself like you're a bad person. You deserve to have whatever it is you need to do the things that you are here to do in this life, to contribute for the highest good of all, including your highest good. Don't see yourself as less. Don't settle for less. This person obviously cares about you because they did purchase this machine for you. So talk to them. Give them feedback. Let them learn while you are learning. That is what for the highest good of everyone. So please, don't just suffer and struggle. That is not what God wants for you. You deserve more. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
So now you can have a conversation and end up with an even better computer. Yay!
Thanks much. Thanks for everything, both of you.
You are welcome. And have a beautiful day. Okay, I'm going to have a miraculous day.
Yes, miracles are coming. That's what I was going to say. When I see miracles, and, you know, if this computer doesn't work, yeah, I see money coming your way. So it's going to be money that you didn't expect, okay?
Oh, great. Wonderful.
God bless you. You deserve the best, and just keep affirming that, Helena, that you do deserve the best, you know?
Thank you. I will. Thanks.
All right. I'm going to mute you so you can continue to listen and have a wonderful journey.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have a question from the chat room from Truth Seeker. Truth Seeker wants to know, do we see Truth Seeker getting a new job in the new year?
Okay,
so, do you see Truth Seeker?
Okay. The first thing I'm hearing is like a new phase of life for Truth Seeker. So, Truth Seeker, stay focused and grounded. And just think about what it is that you're wanting. Okay. Getting that you're a very hard worker and sometimes there's little recognition, and I'm getting just continue to do what, you know, what you're doing. You work very hard. You're going to get exactly what you're looking for, Truth Seeker. That's what I'm getting. And just, you know, during the day, you know, just take a couple deep breaths and remember to say thank you. So, Barbara, I do see Truth Seeker getting that beautiful, beautiful job.
Wonderful. And Truth Seeker, here is your message from Jesus. Beloved, people are waking up, and what they are waking up to is their own power. So it's not a matter of asking someone else what they see for your future. It's a matter of recognizing that you are creating your future. So what are you creating? Are you ready now to see that everything you've ever experienced has been based in what you believe, what you decided was the truth? You see, the truth is not always this hard and fast rule. Everyone has truths, and everyone's truth is true for them. Create the truth that you actually want to experience. If you want to experience the truth that you can have the job of your dreams, then create that truth and have that job. What you seek, you already have. You get to decide what that is. So it's not up to someone else to say, oh, yes, it is possible for you, and that suddenly makes it possible for you. It's up for you to know. To know what is possible in your life. To know what you are creating. To know what you are allowing. You are a creative force. And you are the one that is responsible for your life. So it's not up to anybody else. It's up to you. What are you creating in this new year? What is it that you are ready to allow into your life? Stop looking out in the world for the truth that you seek. Start looking within yourself. Start recognizing the power that you have, the connection that you have with the Creator. You are creating your life. So what are you going to create? That is the question. And you have the answer. Okay, that's what Jesus wanted to say. That was kind of interesting. left an interesting energy is what I... Okay. Let's see. Oh, Truth Seeker is did answer. Thank you, ladies. Yes, I work really hard and get way little recognition where I work, which is why I want to move on to something new. And the important thing for you to recognize, Truth Seeker, is that if you believe that you don't deserve recognition or you're not going to receive recognition, then you are creating that you don't get recognition. So please notice what you believe, because that is how we create our lives. If you believe that you are insignificant and small and not worth noticing, then that is what you are creating and that is what you will experience. So start recognizing your value. Start recognizing the good that you do and start recognizing that you deserve to be recognized for what you do. And that opens you up to experiencing more in your life because it really is your choice. Okay. All right, we have answered all of our questions. So this is the last chance for anyone in the call-in queue to press 1 to raise your hand. Otherwise, it will be time to end the show. And no hands are going up. So, DC, any final words for today?
I just have Ginger coming in, and she's asking everyone to focus on solutions and not the problems. Is what she's telling everyone. Just focus on solutions, not problems.
Okay.
And she's saying that she wants everyone to affirm that they believe in divine timing. Because everything's going to happen, she's saying, in divine timing. You have to believe.
And I'm getting that everyone should remember that divine timing is outside the rules of time that we have established as people. Divine timing
yes.
does not happen within the guidelines of what we perceive as time. So there's actually
right.
a great deal more freedom with divine timing. All right. Well, then I guess that's everything we have for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we send you lots of love and have a joyous Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate. We hope to do this filled with love and light and laughter because this is your life and you deserve it. And we will be back next Tuesday.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Yes, happy holidays. We send you lots of love.
Bye.